Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today here. It is December 21st, 2010, the very first day of winter. Of course, the snow and ice and glaciers and frostbite have already been with us for quite a bit of time. It is snowing in New South Wales, Australia, which is rather unusual because it's their first day of summer, being below the equator and everything, but they're getting snow, and everybody's saying, what the heck is all this stuff? They've been telling us global warming, and now we're getting snow in the middle of summer, which is not surprising. We got snow up in Alberta, Canada, in July of this last year. It's just absolutely amazing here. Now, last night, of course, was a total lunar eclipse on the winter solstice. The last time that happened was the year 1638. You're never going to see it again during your lifetime. So if you missed it last night, well, just tough noogies, but there are photos of it, and you've seen one eclipse, you've seen them all. We're under a major winter storm here in Hawaii, but there was a fortuitous break in the clouds, and I got to see the partial eclipse. It clouded over before totality. But at least I can say I got to see that. So basically, all over the world, it's just amazing, heavy winter weather, the first day of winter, and it's just already amazing amounts of snow and ice and hardship and just feet of snow, and it's record-setting winter. It's the third record-setting winter in a row, fourth, depending upon whoever you're asking, and people are starting to say, what happened to all this global warming? And the global warming cult, rather than admit they were wrong and losing their funding, they're still out there trying to say, well, this is just weather. This is just cold weather. The climate is getting warmer. 2010 was the hottest year on record. And people with snow shovels in their hands are saying, are you out of your mind? What are you smoking and why aren't you sharing it? This is not warm weather. It is record cold. Over in Sweden, the first day of winter, they've already spent their entire winter budget. The money they set aside to deal with snow plows and road grit and salt and all these other things they're going to have to do to deal with winter, the money is already gone on the first day of winter. They didn't prepare. All of these governments across Europe and the United States, they're looking at hard economic times and they're looking for places to trim the budget, and they're all listening to Al Gore and Hadley CRU and the Met Office and IPCC saying, oh, snow is a thing of the past. And they say, great, we can cut our budget there. We don't need as many snow plows. We don't need as much road grit. We don't need to have all the emergency plies set aside for really rough road conditions. And now they're running out. And there's a scramble. Over in Stockholm, there's a shortage of private snowblowers in the stores. The stores run out. And now there's an epidemic of theft. If people can't borrow a snowblower, they're going out and stealing them. In Great Britain, all the standard sizes of snow tires are already out of stock. They're gone. Factories are scrambling to try and get more in there. Everybody was caught completely unexpectedly by this winter. Why? Because despite the fact that we've already had two of these hard winters in a row, everybody was believing the TV news and the Science Channel and History and National Geographic saying, oh, yes, it's getting warmer. It's getting warmer. The British Met Office, only 2 months ago, was predicting this would be a warm, wet winter. And the chances of a harsh winter, despite having had two in a row last 2 years, there was only a 1 in 20 chance that we'd have a hard snow winter this year. They completely blew the prediction. And now they're trying to backpedal and say, oh, well, global warming causes cold weather. Well, if you knew that, then why were you predicting snow-free winters back in 2008 and back in 2000, because it's on the record. IPCC and Hadley CRU and the Met Office were all saying snow was a thing of the past. There was even this line in the story from 2000 from Hadley CRU saying, our children will never know what snow was. Well, thankfully, they got a good reminder this winter because they're up to their eyeballs in it. And it's amazing to see the global warming cult trying to find some way they can keep pushing this hoax in the face of another disastrous winter. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
As estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48.
To What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer your phone calls. And we're talking about this incredibly harsh winter that is already upon us on this, the first day officially of winter, the winter solstice, and how the global warming cult, the carbon Nazis, are trying as hard as they can to just keep shoveling the bovine excrement at all of you to convince you that you should go on trusting them about the fact that the world is getting warmer, and how you must pay a carbon tax and you must accept a reduced standard of living, all to save the planet Earth from the horrors of global warming, which is all your fault anyway. So we've got this story in The Independent by Professor, or talking about Professor Julia Slingo. Very appropriate last name, by the way. And apparently she was unable to get to her work at the British Met office because of the snow conditions. And despite that, is saying, this is just weather. And yeah, we got snow here, but you know, the rest of the world is really, really warm. You know, and it's warm over in Greenland, and it's warm in Russia, and it's warm in Japan, and it's warm down south below the equator, which would make sense because it's supposed to be summer down there. And meanwhile, down in Australia, they're saying, you're bloody drunk out. We're freezing our snowballs off down here. And, you know, they're just trying to convince you that this global warming thing still has merit. But again, if global warming leads to cold weather, then why were they telling us all along, oh, it's going to be warmer winters. This snow will be a thing of the past. It's going to be warm and wet. Don't have to worry about snow anymore. They've been saying that for years, for 10 years. They've been telling us snow was going to go away. Now we're looking, you know, at the glaciers are forming in our parking lots. And they're saying, oh, no, this supports the theory of global warming. You know, no matter what, it is a religion. It's not science. It's a religion. Whatever happens supports their god of global warming. You know, it's getting hotter, supports the theory of global warming. It's getting colder, supports the theory of global warming. Dead fish are falling out of the sky, supports the theory of global warming. My azaleas died, supports the theory of global warming. My acne came back, that supports the theory of global warming. And on and on and on and on and on. There is so much money on the line with this global warming hoax between, you know, trillions of dollars in carbon tax revenues for all these bankrupt governments around the world, billions of dollars in earnings, if you were, from the carbon credit trading, the enronization going on. And behind that is the political agenda. The United Nations and the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is a UN agency, they're pushing global government. We must manage the entire world's resources and energy for the good of Mother Earth in order to prevent global warming. Well, the globe isn't warming. And the United Nations is, they've invested so much of their political credibility on global warming. And they're going to keep shouting at it at you in the hopes. And we see this on Twitter all the time. They won't even talk about the weather and the climate anymore. It's all about, oh, well, the data says this and the modeling says that. And no, there wasn't really anything incriminating in the ClimateGate emails. And they're just hoping to just wear everybody down and tire them out. If they just keep going warm, 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 everybody will say, all right, you know, shut up. I got to go shovel the driveway out. And it's not going to work because people are understanding that they're really is a massive conspiracy that spans multiple governments, the corporate media, scientific institutions, government agencies, all to convince you that the world was getting warmer and it was all your fault, and you would have to atone by submitting to a global environmental authority and coughing up more money, like we actually have it, to pay a carbon tax. And they're still trying to push the carbon taxes through, even as people say, where is all the global warming? And they'll go back to, oh, look, the computer model says we're in a warming trend. And then we find out the models are completely flawed. They're based on erroneous data from misreading satellites. And NOAA was literally, remember, we had that caller into our show a couple of weeks ago, was one of the temperature monitor volunteers for NOAA. And he was told by NOAA, don't bother sending in the data from the thermometers anymore. We're relying on the computer models to tell us what the world is doing. Well, if those computer models are telling you that the world is getting warmer and you are up to your rooftops in snow, the model is wrong. And I know the carbon Nazis don't want to hear it. You know, and they're scrambling now to say, oh, the cold weather proves we were right all along. But it doesn't, because 2000, 2008, they were making predictions snow was going away, and snow is here. They're wrong, they're wrong, they're wrong, they're wrong. They're trying to find some way they can find their way through this crisis until they can convince you that you need to pay a carbon tax. Maybe they should rebrand it and say, oh, you need to pay an ice tax. We're going to save you from the next ice age if you give us your money. But of course, at this point, everybody's saying, this is complete nonsense. Back in the 70s, they were screaming about an ice age. Hey, they may have been right. We know that the sun has gone into a period of low activity. We know that the experiment the warmer Nazis were trying to prevent from happening about cosmic rays and cloud formation has finally gone ahead and does confirm that cosmic rays are what initiate cloud formation. The more cosmic rays you have, the more clouds there are, the more heat is reflected out into space and away from Earth. And, you know, the more cosmic rays, you know, reach the Earth, and that's tied in with solar activity and its disruption of Earth's magnetic field. Time and time again, we find out that the human impact on climate and environment is microscopic compared to activity of the sun and the shape of the Earth's orbit. And the carbon Nazis are trying to convince you that you hold the future of planet Earth in that little plastic bag in your hand, and you must atone for leading such a sinful life. And it's a complete joke. And we would laugh about it Except, of course, that they're talking about reshaping the entire economy of the Earth, which is already in terrible shape, and mandating a reduced standard of living for all humans. You must all make do with less so that we at the United Nations and the global government can have more. And it's a crock. And it is an absolute lie. We're going to go to the phones. Dee in Minnesota, aloha. Dee, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, D just dropped. All righty, let's see. All right, well, moving right along here, and I'm going to keep coming back to this because every time you talk about a conspiracy, whether it's 9/11 or the assassination of John F. Kennedy, or any of these things, inevitably what you will get is people standing up and say, "Oh, a conspiracy that large could never happen," you know, because too many people would be involved and secrets would leak out. Well, we've got a conspiracy right here, and I think one of the reasons they're still trying to fight this thing politically is not because of the money, because we already know the Chicago Climate Exchange has already shut down. They're writing off their losses for the carbon credit trading. But the corporate media and the government bodies that all invested their credibility in global warming, they understand this winter, the third harsh winter in a row, is pounding the final nail into the credibility of the television networks and the corporate media, newspapers, and magazines that all back this global warming nonsense. And all the government agencies, NOAA, NASA, IPCC, Hadley CRU, the Met Office, their credibility is on the line here. And they're trying to find some way they can keep screaming that, yes, indeed, epicycles are real, the Earth is the center of the universe, and I wish you pesky people with your telescopes would leave us alone. Now, getting back to the Met Office and this idiot Julia Slingo, who can't even get to work because of the snow, insisting that, you know, it's just local weather and the planet's getting warmer, all right? The chairman of the Met Office, Robert Napier, has been chairman of the Green Fiscal Trust, chairman of the trustees of the World Center of Monitoring of Conservation, director of the Carbon Disclosure Project, director of the Carbon Group, chief executive of the World Wildlife Fund for Great Britain, and a member of the Green Alliance. This girl's boss, the boss of the Met Office, is a hardcore environmental wacko. And he believes in global warming, and no amount of science and ice and cold is going to change his mind. And for that very reason, he should not be in charge of a government office whose job is to factually report the weather. Because this is a man with an agenda to sell you global warming and to reap the financial benefits thereof. What is happening right now today is what happens when science starts, when politics starts believing it can drive the science. We need the world to be warmer, so we can collect a carbon tax, therefore, we shall have warmer weather. Well, the weather actually got colder. All right, going to move along. We got a lot of other stuff to talk about here. All right, now, because they have never actually found a real terrorist at the airports, the Department of Homeland Security has decided to change its mission rather than give back all of that taxpayer money they've been spending. And now the Department of Homeland Security is saying they will battle climate change. If you try and go through an airport security gate with carbon dioxide on your person, they will throw you in jail. You got a big machine, vacuum cleaner, they'll suck all the carbon dioxide out of your body every time you get on an airplane. It's just turning into a big joke out here. Now, I want to talk a little bit. I know we're coming to the end of the segment. I'm going to have to take it into the next break. But my wife and I went down to the next island over. Over the weekend so that she could hear some of her original music performed by a real-life human choir without having to go through all the computer work. And we were prepared for serious harassment by the TSA, and we were very surprised. They're almost apologetic. Even they know the hoax has come apart. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 harvest. $4 guests, 3 Philpotomakers, 2 Melting Ice Caps, and a Fear Moment documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about our trip to the Big Island. My wife and I went down. One of her original works was performed by the Kona Music Society, and they did a really good job of it, and it was just wonderful seeing Claire's face as she heard her music being done. And going down there, I was nice and polite going through the airports and everything, because I didn't want to cause any reason for TSA to say, "You will not go down to the Big Island today." And actually was very low key. Nobody was getting body scanned. Nobody was getting groped and fondled. It was just, they looked through the luggage and, you know, on the little x-ray machine. And that was it. And we went and we were on the plane. And, coming back, I was a little bit less shy. I was wearing one of our What Really Happened t-shirts, and the airport workers all started joking around. They apparently, a lot of them read the website. And it's an open secret. The machines are deadly. The scanner machines are saying, yeah, we all know people, you know, they want to stay away from them. They know it's killing people. And the little driver of the shuttle bus that took us from the car rental place back to the airport was saying, yeah, they got a big problem with TSA. They're all stealing stuff out of luggage. So the problem is a lot worse than even the corporate media is willing to admit here. It's just completely out of control. And the people at the airport, they don't even want to try and be nice about it. They just, it's a big joke. And they say it is. It's harming tourism. They hear complaints nonstop. And going through the actual security gate, even the TSA people were looking kind of sheepish and apologetic and saying, I'm sorry, you got to put the lay on. And even they know it's a joke, and the people of the United States of America don't buy any of this terrorism crap anymore. I think the protests that happened on Thanksgiving did a lot more good than the U.S. government cares to admit, because PSA has backed way, way off. They know they went way too far with the fondling of little naked kids and x-rays. And, of course, you know, a week ago, today, in fact, they busted some TSA worker with 20,000 child porn pictures on his computer. Last Friday, I think it was, they convicted another one for stealing laptops from luggage. And it's just, you know, it's completely out of control. And it's all about making money for Michael Chertoff and all of his investors, many of whom are members of Congress. And it's a big joke, and they're beginning to understand. Yeah, it's a big joke, and they're not really. You know how many? You know how many terrorists TSA has actually detected? Real terrorists, not the phonies. You know, and not the training fakes that go through to sort of keep them on their toes. Most of which they actually miss. Real terrorists. You know how many real terrorists TSA has caught since 9/11? Zero. Zip. Nada. Not one. And by the way, the bus driver of the shuttle bus, he knew that too. It's a trick question about TSA. How many terrorists have they caught? And he says, not one. They know. They're reading the website. They're reading the blogs. They understand it's a big joke the government has played on all of us, and nobody dares to laugh except Michael Chertoff and his buddies who are just rolling in the dough. They're making more money than a Wall Street CEO right now. Now, in order to justify this continued abuse of Americans at the airport gates and tourists, and just continue to wreck the tourists and everything, you know, a lot of people say, look, if we concede that Arab Muslims are a threat to the United States, why aren't you bothering with them and leave the rest of us alone?
Well, that would be racial profiling.
Okay, well, I'm ready to accept a little racial profiling, if that's what you think will keep us safe. So now, Attorney General Holder went on TV to say that immigrants and Muslims are not the main terrorist threat to the United States of America. He's saying, U.S. citizens, we've got to watch you. Yeah, you, waving that Bill of Rights around. You're the threat to the nation's health and well-being. You who don't want to, you know, send what's left of your money to the Federal Reserve to bail out those Wall Street CEOs, those hard-working Wall Street CEOs who gambled big and courageous, took a risk and lost, and now you're refusing to shoulder the burden, that you're the threat to the country. So that's the new reason for prying into our emails and listening to our phone calls and the abuses of TSA. They're not afraid of foreign terrorists. Forget about that old thing about how they all hate us for our freedoms. Well, you can forget about that, because we're not free anymore anyway. The new thing is, we've got to watch you because you're a danger to the government. In other words, they're admitting. The U.S. government is admitting, in the person of Attorney General Holder, that the government understands they've pushed us to the edge of the same kind of riots and revolution they're seeing in Europe. That what happened in Iceland could very easily happen here. We kick out the government, we start the country over. Which I think is the inevitable result of what's going on. I don't see any way to avoid it. Sooner or later, the U.S. government and financial system is going to collapse the way the old USSR did. And then we, the people, in order to form a more perfect union, we'll form a new government, we'll kick out the oligarchs, send them back to Israel, we'll start a whole new government, and rule number one will be no private central bank. And then things will be doing really good, because we'll write off most of that debt we are told that we owe as odious debts unrelated to the welfare of the American people. And that is an established principle of international law. And then we'll start rebuilding the nation. We'll form a new constitution written by common people. We'll tell the career politicians and the lawyers and the lobbyists and the bankers, you stay out of the government. Okay? That's not your job anymore. And we'll build a new nation. I think it's inevitable. I don't see any way that it's going to be otherwise. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
To What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about Attorney General Holder saying, yeah, you Americans, you're the terror threat. You're the threat to the nation. And, you know, you're all bad people and we've got to keep an eye on you because we don't know what you're up to. Obviously, they're afraid. Now, we're getting our regularly scheduled holiday dose of booga booga, and they're already out there saying, oh, yes, Al-Qaeda going to get you. You know, forget all about the economy and forget all about the bank fraud and the mortgage-backed securities and forget about how, you know, the banks have gone on to a frenzy of foreclosing homes from people whose mortgages are even up to date because they need those homes. And they make more money foreclosing the homes than they do, you know, just collecting the mortgages. And they need that money now because they got to buy back those fraudulent mortgage-backed securities or they're going to go to jail. So forget all about that. Forget all about the failed wars. The terrorists are coming to get you again. And the latest booga-booga that they're waving at us is that Al-Qaeda, meaning Adam Perlman and Joseph Cohen and Zachary Chesser and those people, are going to stage a mass poisoning over the Christmas holidays, where they're going to put poison in food, simultaneous attacks all across the country targeting hotels and restaurants, you know, over a single weekend. Like, we didn't need any more damage to our tourism industry to begin with. All right? Now, my first response on hearing this thing about poisons in the food all across the country is, you know, between monosodium glutamate and aspartame and synthetic bovine growth hormone and all these other chemicals added to our food anyway, how would you tell that it's been poisoned? I mean, it's all kind of the same thing. And, you know, this alarmingly goes back to a scenario that, I postulated when they get, when the government got really desperate and they needed a huge terror attack, would be some kind of a biological based attack all across the country at the same time in order to heighten the immediacy of the danger and get everybody all scared and ready to go to war against whoever we're going to blame on this one. But it's another fraud. It's going to be another fraud. Our government is desperate for a new world war to get out of the mess that it's in. The rest of the world understands this. That's why Russia went down to North Korea and said, look, whatever the South Koreans shoot at, if they hit anything, we'll pay for it. Don't respond. Don't react. And North Korea announced, we will not react to South Korea's live fire exercise near our territorial waters. Whereupon the South Korean government said, oh, that's just a ploy by those dastardly North Koreans. Their refusal to respond is a provocation. I mean, that's how desperate they're getting out there to get this new war going. And so, obviously, the American people were sick of wars. We were sick of wars back during Saddam's nukes, which turned out to be a lie. And we were sick of wars following the dodgy dossier, which turned out to be a lie. And we're sick and tired of wars following Osama bin Laden is living in Afghanistan, which turned out to be a lie. We're tired of wars, and we're tired of lies. And so if the U.S. government and the war planners think a new false flag terror attack is going to erase all of that and get the American people to line up behind the flag and throw their money and their children into the bonfire faster than the other countries, they're sadly mistaken. They're probably figuring if they do something really big and horrific all across the country that we'll be so shocked by the enormity of the crime that we'll simply refuse to believe our own government could be part of it, and therefore it must have been those dastardly, insert name of target here. But we all know better. We know now the U.S. government is capable of tremendous treachery against its own people. We know that governments lie to their own people. It's been a permanent tool of domestic statecraft, going all the way back to Ramses II shoveling bovine excrement at his own people regarding his victory over the Hittites at Kadesh, which is emblazoned all over the Egyptian temples of Abu Simbel and Abydos, and never really actually happened. Rulers lie to their people. That is a fact of history. And it's just as true today as it was in ancient Egypt. Now, speaking of poisons in the water, this story kind of came out rather interestingly over this last weekend. It turns out an independent study group has been analyzing the tap water across the entire nation, and they found 31 cities, major metropolitan areas, where the tap water is contaminated with hexavalent chromium, or chromium-6. Now, for those of you who go to the movies a lot, or for those of you who live in certain parts of California, hexavalent chromium is the form of chromium, highly carcinogenic, was made famous in the film Erin Brockovich, about the woman who basically, you know, devoted herself totally to getting Pacific Gas and Electric to take care of the medical problems caused when their operation was leaching chromium-6 into the water table. Now, part of the confusion is that there are forms of chromium in the water that are not only not harmful, but you need them. They're considered nutrients. It's this one form of chromium that is a major problem, and it is an industrial pollutant. Now, the reason this story is critical, and yes, as a matter of fact, even here in Hawaii, in Honolulu, in fact, Honolulu is one of the top cities for hexavalent chromium contamination. And nobody really knows where it's coming from because, amazingly enough, and this is the point I want to get to, the Environmental Protection Agency, the same EPA that's out there saying we've got to tax you for carbon dioxide, has known hexavalent chromium is a carcinogen ever since the whole Erin Brockovich lawsuit and the PG&E payout. They've known it's a problem. And yet, to this date, the Environmental Protection Agency does not require testing for hexavalent chromium in city water supplies. They require testing for all metallic chromium together, but no differentiation. And this is another classic case of a government agency not doing the job they're supposed to be doing for the people, the job on which they base their huge budgets of taxpayer dollars. I mean, this is getting to be epidemic. We had the Securities and Exchange Commission that sat on their butt for the 12 years Bernie Madoff with the loot was screwing his own investors out of $65 billion. And after it became public knowledge, the SEC says, oh, well, we'll do our job now. We'll take care of the problem now that it's publicly known. Their job was to keep it from happening in the first place. The same thing with the Minerals Management Service that just totally took a pass on enforcing the existing safety regulations for oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. And then the Deepwater Horizon blows up, and it's a huge disaster. And Minerals Management Service says, harumph, harumph, well, we'll take care of it now, you know, by arresting anybody who points to the oil washing up on the beaches of Florida. And then we have the FDA, which completely turned a blind eye to some of the harmful components of vaccines. The FDA's crimes are just legion. And now, of course, we have the Environmental Protection Agency, which has been hand in glove selling the fraud of human-caused global warming and the need for global environmental controls and carbon taxes. And now we find out they've known there's a carcinogen in the water of America, at least 31 cities. And they know it's there, and they know it's a problem, and they don't mandate testing for it. They don't test for it. And people are getting cancer. You know, we ran a story about a month or so ago where scientists have been studying preserved bodies from ancient times, Egyptian mummies, Peruvian mummies, the Iceman, all of these bodies that have somehow, either through human intervention or just through tricks of nature, been preserved for thousands of years. And you know what they find? There's no cancer. In all the Egyptian mummies, they found one benign tumor. It just wasn't there. Cancer is the curse of the 20th and 21st centuries. Nobody wants to talk about what's causing it, and yet we're finding out it's these chemicals coming out of industrial operations, military testing. There are still parts of the Big Island you can't go into because of all the development of Agent Orange back in the 1960s. It's all fenced off. You can't go in there. You'll die. And yet, EPA's got its knickers in a twist over carbon dioxide and the coming carbon tax. Somebody in the chat room is saying the bottled water companies are licking their chops over this. And yes, that is probably going to be the case, but you need to be very, very careful because a lot, unless you're buying your water from like Perrier or Avion or someplace, or Arrowhead, where you know it's coming from a mountain spring that is clean, a lot of bottled waters, and this is one of them, it's just a filtration system. They take the available tap water that you can get out of your faucet and they run it through charcoal and a bunch of other stuff. And it may or may not be dealing with some of these toxins. We were talking about this with the guy from Berkey Water Filters regarding the radioactive compounds in the Texas drinking water. Now, I went out to the Berkey Water site, Water Filter website. They're one of our sponsors at the whatreallyhappened.com. And their technical information says that the filters do reduce the amount of chromium in the drinking water, but it doesn't say whether it specifically tries to filter the hexavalent chromium. We need to find out. Fortunately, in our house, we tend to be very careful about the water that we drink. And I know the government propaganda is going to say, oh, that's just that old fluoride is bad for you thing, which it actually is. But there's a lot of stuff in the water that is really not good for us, and a lot of it is industrial pollutants. And the same EPA that is on your case about paying a carbon tax has turned a blind eye to these industrial pollutants. They've known ever since the PG&E lawsuit that hexavalent chromium six, is a carcinogen. And they're not testing for it because it would harm too many businesses when it's found in water all across the country. They only test for things that don't upset anybody's corporate interests if it has to be filtered out and removed. If it's something a big industry with a lot of money is putting into the groundwater, then politicians will look the other way and they'll tell don't go test for that. Don't look for that. It's a problem we can't solve anyway, so don't upset those poor little sheep out there. That's what's going on. Meanwhile, speaking of fluoridation, there's a new study out, peer-reviewed study. Fluoride in water is linked to lower IQ in children. In other words, children who are growing up in areas where there's fluoride in the water have lower IQs than children who are drinking water without added fluoride. So, Let us please stop fluoridating the water in Washington, D.C. The future of the nation depends on it. Now, a little bit of good news, depending upon your point of view. The Federal Communications Commission has approved the net neutrality rule. Now, you may have noticed this last week. There was a major online campaign trying to convince everybody that the FCC passing the net neutrality rule was going to be the end of the Internet. It was bringing censorship and dictatorship into the Internet, and I have no doubt that that's on the government agenda. But the people who were opposed to net neutrality are the big corporate media outlets, because they know they're losing viewership and readership to the alternative media like Republic Broadcasting Network and WhatReallyHappened.com. And so they were trying to figure out some way that they could scare the blogosphere and the online activists into saying, oh, we don't want the FCC net neutrality rule, which would have immediately brought about a two-tier Internet system, a high-speed lane that would be owned and dominated by the established media conglomerates, and then there'd be this little pokey off to the side, maybe sometimes works when the line is available, which is where they would stick all of the alternative media. So a lot of controversy attached to this, but net neutrality is now the law of the land. And that is a good thing for the alternative media. And we're the new mainstream. More people come to the Internet to get their political news than go to the TV networks. The TV network news is becoming about as relevant as AM radio right now. Now, here's an interesting little story. With all the problems, going on, I mean, the FDIC closed banks over this last weekend. Six banks. Three banks in Georgia, one each in Florida, Arkansas, and Minnesota. Total number of bank closures, 157. These are all the banks who were stupid enough to buy these mortgage-backed securities as investments from Wall Street, and they didn't get on the bailout wagon soon enough to save themselves, and they weren't able to foreclose enough of their customers' homes to save themselves from the insolvency here. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve Bank, a privately owned bank. This is not a government office. It is not part of the government despite its name. It's no more Federal Reserve. It is ordering its member banks to remove all symbols of the Christian faith in all of their offices and branches. Okay? So I would think that the Federal Reserve has got bigger things to worry about than crosses and Christmas trees and ornaments and Merry Christmas, at the bank branches. They're getting a little over the top here. On the other hand, it does make perfect sense. Vampires cannot stand the sign of the cross, so maybe that explains the whole situation. All righty, moving right along. The reason I sounded distracted there, I'm getting all these warnings. We had a big, big earthquake out in a huge subduction trench in the Pacific Ocean to the east of Japan, 7.4, and I'm getting all these little flags on my iPhone about updates to the tsunami warning. Originally, they said there's no tsunami warning, but obviously with an undersea trench, if there's a major displacement of the walls of the trench in response to the quake, then we could be looking at some tsunami issues. So we got a winter storm over us and tsunami warnings coming in here. What's not to like about living here in Hawaii? All right, more and more people are beginning to look at the mortgage disaster and realizing that even as the banks are foreclosing on people who are up to date on their payments, seizing homes in some cases that don't even have a mortgage, and trying to sell houses they don't even have the title to, it's become such a mess that a lot of people who are underwater with their mortgages are just walking on them. They're just saying, I don't have the money to solve this. I'm going to lose my home. I might as well lose it now. Get out with what little wealth I've got left. Americans have come to understand there is a feeding frenzy going on by the banks. They got caught with these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. They need a new source of wealth to recapitalize their balance sheets, or they're going to go insolvent like these six that went under over this last weekend. And the banks, the way the rules have been set up by the federal government, the banks can make a lot more money a lot more quickly foreclosing on a property than working with the homeowner to keep them in that home for the future. The banks want the money, and they want it now. 10, 20, 30 years from now doesn't do them any good. They're going to be gone by then. So they're in this feeding frenzy of foreclosures. And a lot of people are recognizing that's exactly what's going on. And there's not a thing they can do to save their homes, and they're just walking on the mortgages. Now, over in New Jersey, new development, a judge there has put out an order. He's holding a hearing in next month where he's basically looking at all the foreclosure proceedings and plaintiffs and saying, you will review your paperwork. And he has said he may issue a court order to halt all foreclosures in the state of New Jersey if he finds a significant portion of them are fraudulent, robo-signers, automated, you know, shutdown deals. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 polar bears, $4 gas, 3 Velvato makers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. This is the last segment of hour number one and the last segment for our audience for WWCR Radio out of Nashville. And we're going to miss you in hour number two. The notification I got regarding the possible tsunami from the 7.4 quake near Japan, they're saying that ocean sensors have detected a tsunami. They're not able to determine how severe it is. They're saying at this point, basically, any places that are near that tsunami may see some shoreline destruction, but the quake was in the middle of the ocean, so I don't know how bad that's going to be. They're not saying that there's a problem for any of the other Pacific coastal areas right now, but we keep an eye on that situation. I have a feeling they're a little bit gun-shy about reporting a serious tsunami, because you remember earlier this year, there was a big, big quake down in Chile, and it generated a tsunami, and they were predicting all kinds of major problems here in Hawaii. And when the tsunami finally got here, you had to, like, look at it through time-lapse footage to see that something had really happened. You know, I mean, you could see a little bit of water coming in, and then it would go back out, and then it would come back in, but it wasn't the horrendous disaster that they were warning us about. So now maybe they're being a little bit cautious about sounding an emergency, but we'll keep an eye on that. We had a T-shirt we made up at whatreallyhappened.com. It said, "I survived the great 2010 tsunami," and tsunami's crossed out, and handwritten underneath it says "Ripple." And I don't mean to trivialize them, but, you know, we want to be cautious, but sometimes, you know, there's still a great unknown how tsunamis form across the ocean. And they're just beginning to understand now that there literally is a resonance phenomenon with tsunamis based on the shape of the bay where the water's coming in, or the underwater topography, the direction it's coming from, and the frequency of the original seismic event that creates the tsunami. All of these have a tremendous impact on how big the wave will actually be. All right, now, I want to get back to the economy, I want to get back to homes. In pretty much every area of the United States of America, property taxes are calculated based on the value of the home. The more your home costs, the more they figure you can support the community, and so your property taxes will increase. Well, as property values have plunged, cities and counties are compensating by raising the property tax rates drastically. And a lot of homeowners who are already struggling to keep their homes are finding that, you know, their houses are losing value, and yet the property tax bill is going up and up and up and up. And of course, a lot of people are defaulting on those property taxes. And as we reported last week, the next big bubble in Wall Street, and they're already drooling over this, is they're buying delinquent property tax bills from cities and counties across America, and they're bundling them as investment securities, saying, hey, we're going to make all the money back plus a profit, because we're going to take all these delinquent property tax bills and we're going to collect on them, and we're going to add zillions in interest and service charges and fees that we're allowed to do because we're private companies and not the government. And so we'll take this little old lady who's on the verge of losing her home over a $500 property tax bill, and we're going to hit her for 20 grand, and it's all going to be pure profit. Aren't we really clever? And on the basis of that, they write themselves these huge bonuses at the end of the year. But I think this is going to be another bust, because if these people had the money to pay their property tax bill, they would have paid it in the first place. It's like you go around and say, how dare you not pay your taxes? We'd pay them, but you took our jobs away. You took our economy away. You want to know where the money to pay the taxes went? It's on these $100,000 wristwatches all over the wrists of the Wall Street CEOs. It's in their billion-dollar bonuses. If you set up a system that piles up all the money over Washington, D.C. and Wall Street and leaves nothing else for the rest of the country, then don't be surprised if the rest of the country suddenly can't pay their bills. All right, we're going to take a station break ID here. So long to WWCR. We'll be back after this station break.